his own end zone. Handoff. Starks tries to go right. Tackle. Derek Johnson.
Number 56 in the 56th year of the franchise becomes the all-time leading tackler and makes a big hit there.
Hi, DJ. Last Monday night against the Packers, made history, became the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler. Now that it's finally happened, did it feel differently than you thought it would?
It did feel a little bit different, you know. At the same time, it was bittersweet because you're always focused on getting a win. That's what you play this game for. Football's already hard, but to get a win, that's what you want. But on a personal level, to accomplish the all-time leading tackler of Chiefs history, man, it was a humbling experience.
During the game, did you know when you broke it or which tackle it was?
You know, yeah, I did. It's one of those things. I'm on the sideline, and I look up on the screen, and they said I had four tackles. And I'm like, okay. One more, and I came out in third quarter and got that first one early, and it's a great feeling because it's behind me now.
15 years from now, when you look back, what do you want that record to say about you?
I want that record to speak volumes of this guy was tough, this guy was reliable. If you're looking for a linebacker to make a play, Derek Johnson was probably one of the first guys to make a play for us. And just for a guy that was a team guy, I'm all about winning, trying to make the guy next to me better. And I play with a lot of good guys around me too, so I can't take all the credit.
This team right now, coming off a couple of tough losses in a couple of different ways between Denver and Green Bay. Right now, the leader of this defense, and you've been on some teams that have ultimately struggled here in Kansas City, but what's different about this team?
The difference about this team is we're a lot more tough-minded now. We got a different swagger to us. Very confident group, and our confidence come from Andy Reid. You know, he's at the top of that food chain, and it spreads all throughout the Justin Houston, Tom Bailey, Eric Berry, Jamal Charles. Everybody's in that locker room. We're trying to, turn this ball the other way and get this dub, and it'll happen for us.
Preparing for a Cincinnati Bengals team, 3-0, team that's proven to be one of the better teams in the NFL so far this season. How are you guys getting ready for that group, and what do you see from them when you watch them on tape?
Well, Cincinnati is it's a very explosive offense. Andy Dalton is hot right now, you know, and it's going to be hard to stop them going into their place too. I mean, coming from playing from Aaron Rodgers, playing Peyton Manning, then going down to playing a hot Andy Dalton, man, if you ever want to do something in life or in football or anything great, you got to go through a little adversity. So the good is still early in the season, but man, we're a confident group, and we got to show what we really have.
And final question: what's it like, Sean Smith? Get one of the guys on the outside, gets to come back this week. What's it going to be like to get him back on the field?
Man, I'm already smiling about Sean Smith being back. That's going to be a great addition to our defense. He's our number one corner. You know, of course, we got Marcus Peters and those guys playing really well. But Sean Smith is a veteran in this league, big corner, about my size. He's a guy that's going to, be on the number one receiver. And we need that from our secondary, and just to make our defense more of a whole. That's going to be great, man. I can't wait till Sunday.